I wanted to just preach on that last line from our gospel this morning. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. In this action of the Magi returning to their country by another way, many of the church fathers and saints have seen that action by the Magi to be a metaphor for what happens to us, or what should happen to us, for each of us, when we encounter in a particular way Jesus Christ. And we do encounter Jesus Christ in a special and unique way at this and every Mass. And so, again, I'd just like to talk a little bit about, we live in this culture that is saturated with gossip and slander. There are gossip TV shows, gossip magazines, gossip websites, gossip newspapers, and even entire cable channels devoted 24 hours a day to celebrity gossip and slander. All the social media platforms reward you for gossiping and slandering other people. I used to gossip all the time. I would gossip and slander other people from sunup to sundown. But I slowly realized something. Particularly, I bought the Bible, the New Testament, on CD a couple of years ago, and I just have been listening to that over and over and over again. The New Testament, and particularly the letters. And so something that really struck me about 3 or 4 years ago was how often the New Testament authors, all apostles, Paul, James, John, they all mention how slander and gossip, if left unconfessed, will keep us out of heaven. And so again, I think I've made a new resolve and a new commitment to not do that. St. Paul, just a couple of examples that I have heard over the years, and so I'd just like to read them to you. St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 that slanderers will not inherit the kingdom of God. St. Paul tells the Galatians that the acts of the flesh are obvious: discord, fits of rage, dissensions. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Not inherit the kingdom of God. That jumped out at me when I heard that for the first time. I'm sure I've heard that hundreds of times, but for some reason, driving around a couple of years ago, listening to that over and over again, that struck a chord with me. The book of Proverbs in the Old Testament talks over and over again about how those who spread gossip are destined for calamity. Jesus says that what goes into the mouth does not defile a person, but what comes out of the mouth is what defiles them. So I'd just like to offer a couple of suggestions anytime we're tempted to gossip or slander another person. What I've found really helpful over the last couple of years is that anytime I feel that temptation to gossip or slander, I instead pause and pray for that person silently in my head. And that has been really effective. Another effective remedy to all of that is confession. I go to confession once, if not twice a month, because I need it. And that was a particular help to me in rooting out the sins of gossip and slander. So I invite all of us to take advantage of the sacrament as often as we need it. That is the last place that the devil wants us to go. But I found great peace, and I know you will too. Even spreading something that we know to be true about another person is a sin if it paints that person in a bad light. That is the sin of detraction. Of course, we all need to tell the proper authorities if we see something happening that is a crime, but detraction is more along the lines of, you won't believe what I saw Lysander do this morning. Hopefully no one here is actually named Lysander. I was using that just as a reference. But again, the Catechism says everyone enjoys a natural right to the honor of their name, reputation of their name, and to respect. In Ephesians 4, St. Paul says that we should say only the good things that people need to hear, things that will really help them. People need to say only the good things that people need to hear, things that will really help them. I used to even go home to my parents and family and friends, even as a priest, and just sort of vent, you know, about my friends or parishioners. But I even realized, like, that's a sin. Because, again, that's not saying something that's good, that people need to hear. I realized, like, I'm weighing down my parents and my family with 10 minutes of venting, which does no one any good, but it still just leads to, and it's not good to say anything along those lines. I think, let us resolve to totally change our course, like the Magi, to take a new road home. Because our speech can often get us in trouble, and the sins of gossip and slander and detraction, if left unconfessed, will keep us out of heaven.